Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Bénédicte Pro. Today we're talking with Nicolas Bedos of the film La Belle Époque, which was presented out of competition here in Cannes. What does this premiere here in Cannes mean to you?
D'abord, une surprise, parce que c'était le désir de mon producteur.
So the question was, you know, how do you feel with having your film presented in Cannes? Well, it's a great surprise. I mean, my producer really wished to be here, and I have to confess that I am the last person who really believed that this was at all going to be possible. Daniel Auteuil also believed that it will happen, but I really thought that this kind of movie was not for Cannes Festival. I mean, obviously, I think it would be full of prejudices because Thierry Frémaux and his committee welcomed the film in a very warm manner and really defended it. So basically, it's like the gift under the Christmas tree, but it is a very, very big gift.
To which extent do you relate to the character played by Daniel Auteuil, whose point of view we follow here?
Je pense que le personnage...
So I would have to say that the Daniel Auteuil character in a way reflects my own ambiguity in the relationship with progress. I have to admit that I am entirely addicted to the social network like Instagram, Twitter, that really are part of my daily life, and that in a way I use in a rather opportunistic manner, you know, and at the same time part of me is an old bag who is actually banging on about the disappearance of newsagent and newspapers on paper, and who moans about books not being read enough, who's very worried about the fact that the young generation consumes series like they could consume sweets without knowing or paying attention to who directs and to who writes. So basically, you know, I would say that my anger and my go together hand in hand with my pleasure. But the film doesn't judge this. I think the film, in a way, shows who my dad is in a way, you know, somebody who is absolutely frightened in front of all those technologies, and also a reflection of myself and the son of the character in the film, who find there's still hope, and you can find how you're going to get by in this world.
I feel like Daniel Auteuil's character's disarray corresponds to a need that tends to resurface at the moment in our largely dematerialized world, that is, a need to go back to more concrete physical interactions.
Oui, j'ai remarqué sans doute instinctivement en effet.
The question was about, you know, how somehow, as everything is being dematerialized, we seem to come back to material elements, no? So it is something I certainly noted, really, this need for a physical immersion, you know, that we can see with the success of some festivals, of some plays, and like if some kind of excess in a dematerialized element were actually calling for their exact contrary. I mean, the solution that the film gives to fight against the overwhelming feeling that Daniel Auteuil has is not a solution, a Spielberg-like solution like Black Mirror, you know. It arrives through theater. It arrives through something that is very physical and very simple in a way, if you forget about the piece, you know. And it's not like if the solution was something as a miraculous prescription. I mean, basically, the solution comes through a team doing exactly what I do every day, that is, trying to find how to make up dreams with very simple elements, you know, writing, props, pieces of paper.
Your film combines really nicely a certain lightness of tone and amusing moments with depth in what it's saying about our world. It's really moving and also really entertaining, and often both at the same time.
En fait, le film se dit pas, je vais faire une comédie, je vais faire un drame.
The film didn't actually set out to be like, you know, a comedy or a drama. I think basically I draw my inspiration and from the people I love, from my family, where we can be at the same time very sentimental and very sarcastic, and where we always have, you know, been in between having fun, harsher things, with a lot of modesty as well in our relationship to other people. So I don't beforehand decide to write a funny scene. I mean, I think it just comes rather naturally from my own behavior and the behavior of people, you know, I love. I could obviously name a few references, but it wouldn't be that interesting. I think, you know, cinema for me is life. Really.
Cette histoire de comédie, de cynisme parfois.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to go back on my idea of comedy, I mean, if there are tinges of cynicism in my work, it's what really prevents me from falling in melodrama, from falling in over sentimentalism. I would say it's my safety. How do you say this? You know, the thing when you fall in the water is just and basically it's a way to say to the viewer that I don't necessarily encourage them, I don't want them to cry, but if there are things that they find that makes them cry, then it's not a problem, they can do it.
You said that life is a game, and maybe the world is a stage indeed. In any case, the film is an ode of sorts to the act of staging, with all the dizziness that goes with it and all the exhilaration, but also the way it plays with desire, as Guillaume Canet's character suggests, because he's a bit like a Cyrano de Bergerac.
Complètement. Bah oui, mais la question est plus intéressante que la réponse. Alors là,
I think that both couples actually, you know, find something in the other couple, like the youngsters in the older couple, the older couple in the youngsters. I mean, like Daniel Auteuil is going to offer himself some kind of youth bath and consideration that he's going to regain through his relationship with, you know, this young actress. Everything is intricated, and yes, it has to do with the Marivaux theatre and also with the Italian 17th century theatre. You know, it's a kind of play like this software. Everything is closely knitted.
Nicolas.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.